Happy quarantine. I'm assuming things are going well. If you're watching this video, you're still alive. What I want to talk about is how to set up kind of your prep station. The way I like to do it, I think most chefs are somewhat similar, but everyone's got their personal preferences. Underneath, put something. It could just be as simple as a wet paper towel. This is just a little bit of non-skid that fits. Cutting board on top. I'll put a link in the description or at the end with this Japanese setup that I really like, where it's a wooden core cutting board, wrapped real thin rubber, dishwasher safe, and then it has risers so that your cutting board is up here and you can hide your, the next thing I'm gonna talk about, which is where, so as you're prepping all your skins and whatnot, if you wanna get rid of it, just goes into a container. I prefer if it's stainless steel, because you don't wanna see through it. Like, sometimes you don't wanna see the, I prefer stainless steel because you don't want to see kind of what's in it sometimes. You don't want to see the crab shells or the chicken bones or whatever. And the reason I like to do one of these is that it's just much faster. And trash cans are also really dirty. Even if you clean it all the time, it's still a place for bacteria to grow. And so you're actually keeping more sanitary by going to here, dumping this in the trash can, washing the whole thing and starting again rather than just going to a trash can. Also, quickly on trash can, get a pedal bin. You don't want to touch it with your hands. Just step on the pedal, opens the lid, go in, whatever. I also want to talk about how to store knives and keep these safe. I prefer a magnetic rack. Initially, you're going to think, oh, they're going to scratch my knives. They don't scratch your knives. What's really bad that somehow has become this weird societal kind of go-to move is the knife box. Two big reasons why not to get a knife block, or don't buy that whole set of knife blocks. You don't use 75% anyway. Knife blocks are really gross for bacteria. You can hold bacteria in those dark little crevices. Even if you won't dry your knife perfectly every time, but you'll just grow bacteria. It's disgusting. Second, you're gonna dull your knives. Third, actually, they take up space on your countertop. Those are three really big reasons to never ever get those and don't buy that set. Do you ever use the six steak knives that come at the bottom? No, you don't. Buy it piece by piece and you get a much better deal. Howdy, anything you want to add?
Nah, never is.
I don't know. Anything off color? Anything? I don't know. How'd your sourdough bread come out today?
Yeah, it was all right.
Should we put it on camera?
Can do.
This is Patty's wonderful sourdough loaf. Awesome.
That was good. That was good.
How does it feel?
Good. It's like having a first baby.
How many babies do you got?
None. Thank God.
Me neither. All right. Well, that's it, everyone. Thank you very much. And have a very amazing day. Oh, trippy.
These are some other options if you want to get rid of your knife block. Just imagine these wooden strips on the wall and just chuck your knife up there. It feels nice. It feels soft. It looks nice. There's tons of different styles. And then if you do want to revamp your knife block, clean it with a bleach solution, just make sure it's really good and dry. Like, leave it out in the sun for a few hours after you've soaked it in the bleach to get it into the crevasses. Hope this helps everyone. Hope you're well and take care and be safe. Bye.